just before we get to the game itself tonight, dates are officially set now for Finland. Does that cross into your mind at all on a day like this?
No, that wasn't a big part of my day.
I know you've known about it for a while, and we've talked about it for a while, but I'm sure there's a bit of an excitement around the room, especially for Patty and Joel.
Yeah, it's a long way off, but it's a good trip. Done the exact trip once before, and to start a season, it's a special road trip and something kind of out of the ordinary. So a lot of team bonding, a lot of time together, and especially early in the year, I think you'll look to do that.
No game in St. Petersburg this year, though.
We're going to take that one out, yeah, fortunately.
What made this good start for Steve, or a place for him to come back?
Well, he had been feeling right and ready for a couple of weeks, and had passed his test. We got him an awful lot of practice time. The idea was we'd get him into a game in the American League, and as soon as we could, we'd get him back into an NHL game. So that's why he goes in tonight.
And the keys for him?
Us giving him a chance. We ask him to stop the ones he sees that are clean and make sure we don't give him a whole lot of backdoor stuff. That would be true of Connor. We got to give our guy in the net a chance to see reasonable shots and he can get into a rhythm.
The hope here, Paul, is to get him in decent amount of action here, yeah, down the stretch, just to get on a bit of a roll.
If you looked at this stretch and you didn't factor in his injury, we would have looked at this as a place that we would get both goaltenders in and roll them a little bit, six on the road back home for a bunch, and then kind of finish out on the road a little bit. So with the number of games that we have, with the amount of play that we knew Connor was going to play in that long homestand, we looked at this month as a place where we would run two goalies.
Any update on Toby?
I'm going to be real cautious with him. He could play tonight. He's going to want to play, I think, in New Jersey. We'll see that. Every time we give him a day or two off, it gets markedly better. Skated yesterday, was fine today, but just I'm holding him out.
Paul, the other day, I remember I was at the outdoor game. I asked Mike Babcock about Thomas Plekanec, what he does for his lineup. He said, I get a can't-miss matchup because of the center depth that they have now. Your addition to Paul Stastny, is it the same feeling where you have matchups now that maybe if you don't get the one you want, you can still feel comfortable with the one you got?
Yeah, all of these matchup concepts are based on performance, though. So we like that. When you look at our middle ice, Brian Little for the last 6 years has played against the other team's best. So that's and so has Paul.
Yeah.
So those two centermen have done that. Mark Scheifele's grown into that the other teams are going to try to find him. They either go head-to-head or they're going to put their checking line. And really, with Andrew Kopp and Armia and Hendricks, Lowry in the lineup, two of those other three men are going to be on a shutdown line. So we're comfortable with them on the ice as well. What we're looking for a lot of nights is that can we find an advantage then? Can we, one of those three offensive lines is going, can we move them around and get them maybe away from the other team's checking line? But be comfortable. I mean, I haven't pulled the line off the ice in an awfully long time.
Yeah. What does Paul's cerebral ability, to play the game, how does that impact Line A and Ehlers too?
Well, both Nicky and Patty are dynamic but different players, and they've had success with the other centerman. Mark Scheifele played there for a few games last year, and they were quite dominant for a while. Brian's been good there. We think he just has the ability to learn very quickly what a player does and to adjust his game around them. There's a really smart center iceman. We've known from watching him for a long time that he was a really good two-way guy that he could play against, because he'd take on Scheife when we'd play. And St. Louis and our teams have always had really tight, hard-fought games. But we did feel there was an offensive side there that maybe with a little bit more of an offensive wingers that he could do some things there. They've generated a fair amount.
Some of the players are talking about, as far as differences between this year and previous years, the ability to play the same way no matter what the game condition is.
Right.
How do they learn that? Where did that come from this year?
All the ice time they got for 2 years prior.
Yeah.
When we put an awfully lot of young players in our lineup over the last 2 years, and we played them, and they made mistakes and played them. We had some depth issues last year. We got really pounded by injuries early in the year. And a very, very difficult schedule, and I think we got behind the eight ball. I thought the quality of our play last year was quite a bit higher than our record said it was, but it's a tough thing to argue in a Canadian market, so I didn't too hard. But now we're still a very young team. What's the difference is it's the ups and downs of young players have leveled off a little bit. So a first-year guy gives you one in four really good games if they're talented, and our young players are very, very talented. And as they spend another year, it goes to 2-4, then 3-4, and then you're a pretty good team.
Paul Sean Mathias was just in a regular jersey the other day. Has he moved into the Brandon Tanev camp, and that he's healthy?
Yeah, he still hasn't taken a heavy full practice yet. Brandon's been in a little bit more. That's part of the challenge that these guys have now. Our schedule says we won't have full practices and we won't go heavy in them. But he's out of the contact jersey, and he's able to get banging now.
One of those young guys who's getting experience now is Patrick Laine, and there was a point early in the season, very early, where he said hockey was hard for him, but yep. Here he is again, 35 goals, the production's up. Have you seen him make adjustments in his second year to kind of counteract like a sophomore slump, or teams adjusting to him?
Yeah, I don't think there was a sophomore slump. I think Patty came in as a pure shooter. And there was lots of room to improve in all the other parts of his game, and he's just gotten better at it. So the start of the year, I think, you know, expectations may have said that, well, if he had 36, he'll have 50 by Christmas. That doesn't happen in the NHL. And then in the last month, but even prior to that, he's getting physically stronger. He's only 19 years old, so this is really good training. He gets physically stronger. He's getting a little bit faster. And he's driving his legs more, and I think that has affected his timing on the ice, and his timing is really good and really sharp right now. He's learning that part of the game of how hard you have to skate every night.
No changes to your skaters then?
Correct.
Just going back to the Finland thing, how important is it in the growing the game aspect of things for a team on a trip like this?
I think it's really important. I know that, you know, you spend a season in Russia. What I left with that was the passion of the people there for the game. Yeah, the buildings aren't quite as big, and we do have the best players in the world in the NHL, but the passion for the game of the fans is huge. So it's great that they get to go over and see the people of their countries, the young men, the stars who play overseas, to see them on home turf. I think it's really important and exciting for the fans. So I think it's great that we do it.